am Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts. Hello. Today is our last podcast before we kind of enter into the holiday break. And we have some great guests on today. And I will let them introduce themselves. And then I'll let them introduce the special guest who's walking around this office as well. So go ahead.
I'm Scott Villar. I'm the principal at Washington Junior High.
And I'm Alexa Karras. I'm the principal at Jefferson Junior High.
And would you like to introduce our four-legged friend?
Sure. We have Flint here. He will be the school facility dog for Jefferson and Washington Junior Highs, and then going into the new Whitmer Middle School.
And Flint is adorable. This is my first time meeting him in person, and he's having fun with a lot of toys in this office. So you may hear him throughout this podcast. So talk to me about Flint. Where did, there you go. He's actually going to present on this podcast. Talk to me about Flint. I know, Scott, you kind of started this process. Would you like to share a little bit about that process and your family's decision?
Well, our personal dog passed away last November, and he was a big impact in our family. We had him for 13 years, almost 14. But we realized with our family being so busy that we needed a way to have a dog still, but we needed to be able to take him to school with us. So talking with a few people, Katie Peters, for example, we were able to come up with the decision that a school facility dog would be good for our school and good for our family. So we started the process back in February, and we were lucky enough. It's usually a two-year process, and we were lucky enough to be able to get Flint a little bit earlier than that. So it was very exciting for us.
And where did we get Flint from?
Flint is from the Ability Center of Toledo.
And if I'm correct, he was actually paid for, correct?
Yes, he was paid for by our foundation, the Washington Local Foundation. Yeah. So they took care of all the cost for Flint and all of our training. And we're so grateful to them for that. And they also were able to pay for extra packs of supplies for Flint as well, through the Ability Center and some of their extra care packages.
You mentioned training. Talk about training. It's intense.
It's very intense. I'm exhausted. I didn't think it's like first school week back exhausted. We have been in training, myself and Scott, and we have two other handlers, Kelsey Lenhart from Jefferson and Maria Knuth from Washington. And we've been training all week this week from 9 to 3. With the Ability Center, and they are doing such an amazing job. I said I wish I had this training for my dog personally.
Yes.
But it's very intense because there are a lot of expectations and commands to learn. And the great way they put it was they're putting 2 years of dog training into literally 5 days. So it's very intense, but it's been amazing and fun, and it's been a great way to bond with Flint also.
Well, I think so the dogs are trained.
Yes.
Flint's been trained for
2 years. You.
This is actually your training.
This is the adult training.
You go in and you say you're going to dog training, but no, this is the adult training because the dogs are so well trained, and you can already see that with Flint when he walked in with you, Scott. So, it's definitely intense, but it's training the dogs. And, we talked on an episode, we had several dogs, but there is always this retraining, and it's good for all of us just to kind of keep those skills sharp because it helps with our therapy dogs or facility dogs in the district. So
yes, and when they're working with kids too, we need to make sure that our kids' safety is number one and the dog safety. So we're learning all those skills too, and how to introduce them to students or in the situations that we'll need them for. So
when will Flint start in the buildings?
So Flint won't start with students until students come back from break.
Okay.
So that will be in January. Now over break, Alexa and I do work in our buildings. So it's been suggested that we do bring him every day so that he gets familiar with both of our buildings before there's really anyone there. So once the students leave on the 20th, the 23rd, we will have him at both buildings walking through, doing some different exercises, doing some of his cues inside of the building just so we can get him used to it, get used to the stairs, walking up and down the stairs of both buildings. So I think it's going to be very beneficial for him to be in the buildings for a couple of weeks before students. And then Alexa and I actually have his first clinic visit so that we can get him with the West Toledo Animal Hospital. They are taking care of his care, and they have donated his care to us. So we're going to be able to do his initial visit there so that they get to know Flint a little bit and get to see him. and see how he's doing.
I need to shout out Dr. Pratt because that's a Whitmer grad.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what?
And,
oh, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, and we get to have him keep us company in the buildings when it's so quiet.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Ember started during COVID, and we did not have students in the building, and it proved to be such a valuable thing because, like you said, she knew where her areas were. She knew where her bed was. And then when the kids arrived, it was much less overstimulating for her. So I think that'll be really great.
Do you have, maybe you don't, so if you, that's okay, but do you have a plan then once the kids come back? How will you share Flint?
Yes, Kelsey, we actually have a calendar, of course. Okay. It is color-coded, but we have a calendar. He, as of right now, he will be going between the two buildings every other day. So Scott will drop him off to me when it's my day, and then he'll be at Washington on the other day. And then we'll, when we have special events or things like that, we'll schedule that onto the calendar. So
that's really smart, the every other day. I was thinking you might half-day it, and that could be a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that'd be a lot,
for both of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so. And this is an unusual situation where you split between two buildings, but the goal then is Whitmer Middle School. So let's talk about Whitmer Middle School a little bit. So you two will be leading Whitmer Middle School administrators there. And we haven't really talked a lot about Whitmer Middle School, but this kind of came, I think, to light, Scott, because yes, your family wanted a dog, but you also were thinking in the future of Whitmer Middle School.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about
that. And I think he's going to be very beneficial. We'll have, probably by the time we get to Whitmer Middle School, we should have 8 handlers all set up. And they're in various places. So we'll have handlers in our special education classrooms. We'll have handlers that are also in our counseling office. So we'll have handlers all over the school, and we'll be able to utilize them in various ways throughout the school. And I think that's the most important part, because he'll actually be able to be a part of the whole school community, not just some parts.
Now, will you train those additional handlers, or do they have to go to the Ability Center?
They have to go back to the Ability Center. Their training's a little bit different than ours, but they will be getting training on the handlers that are chosen.
Okay.
And we just believe, like, this is a great way for us to mesh all the staff together, too. I mean, yes, the dog, of course, is to help and assist our students, but it is, we also believe that he will be an asset to our staff. And, you know, when doesn't a dog make you happy in a building? Absolutely. So it'll be a great way to bring all of our staff together.
True. Looking forward to Whitmer Middle School. I know
so
we keep
excited.
Talking about it. And if you drive by the site,
they're making progress.
They are making progress. So we're super excited about that. About 1,500 students in that building. We have 3 floors. Anything you want to kind of, any sneak peeks? I know we've done some visuals with the community and with the staff. I know we're kind of making some progress. Would you like to share anything else about that you're thinking that would be great to share about Whitmer Middle School?
It's just really designed. When we met with the architects, it was a big concern that we visited many schools. We really wanted it designed around the teaming effects. And, you know, if teaming does one day go away, it still functions as a wonderful school, but it's really designed around the teaming setting in pods and just the natural lights and the things that we've learned that are just great for our students' learning environment and for staff. And just the community feel that we'll be able to use so much of the building with our community, which we haven't had that opportunity in our 2 older buildings. So I'm excited for that. And our cafeteria is pretty awesome. I mean, it houses our performing arts area. We have a stage in there. And we're hoping to have some of these awesome learning stairs in there where we can have guest speakers and do different types of classes in there. So this is just a beautiful facility, but with a lot of great opportunities for learning.
Yep, and it's something brand new for students, something that's going to be a big impact on students that when they get to go through all 3 years for the first time. I think that's going to be just, you know, that's something they'll remember, that they were the first class to be there all 3 years.
Yeah.
But even the 8th graders that are going to come, they'll be in my building next year as 7th graders. And then when we go and move over to the new building, they'll be 8th graders. They'll say, well, we were the first 8th grade class there.
Right.
So I think it's just going to be a great experience for them.
We've been saying 2026. It opens in 2026. And it seemed like when we started this process, it was so long ago. And now it's less than 2 years.
Yeah.
So,
and we're doing a lot of preparing to get ready for it between, you know, working our staffs. This year we really started concentrating on bringing our departments together from both buildings. And then within the next year we'll be incorporating our 6th grade teachers. So we really want them to all feel cohesive before we actually get moved in. And there'll be a lot of professional development with going in, like with furniture, because we're not just using normal furniture. We're going to be using some innovative furniture, and there's a lot of learning behind that, and we want to make sure staff doesn't go in blind and they feel really prepared.
Great. Okay, one thing that I ask every guest here on the podcast is talking about, and you've both been in the district for, Alexa, you've been in the district a while, but talk to me about your kind of career here in Washington Local, and do you have a favorite moment that stands out to you while you've been here in the district?
Yes, I've been in the district 20 years. Wow, it's hard to believe. But it's been amazing. I actually took off 5 years, so I should be at 25, but I'm not. But to be with my girls, which was a great opportunity. But when I came back to work, I just knew there's no other district I wanted to be a part of. I started out in high school, and then when I went into administration, I moved to middle school, which is just hysterical to me because I always thought as a high school teacher, I'm never leaving the high school. But I just love middle school kids. There's something about the relationships, something about their personalities, and watching them grow and become someone has been great. It's challenging. I mean, middle school is challenging, and I try to tell my parents that all the time. Like, this is a difficult time, and I want to do whatever I can to make sure that this is a fun transition. I've already been on one, so I'm bragging here, but but so I'm gonna give a different moment. But it's been this week. Many people always thought like you're not a dog person, but I am. I am so in love with Flint, and this has been the biggest learning in my life. It's so neat to build a relationship with an animal, and just to see how amazing these animals are and how smart they are. And I'm so excited to see what he can do within our buildings, with our students and staff and community.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Villar, would you like to share?
Yeah, so I've been in the district for 5 years now, and you know, I do think that, you know, Flint is one of the greatest moments right now. But I think overall, when I did open the advanced manufacturing program, that was just a huge accomplishment for me, because I put so much work and my heart into it, ordering, getting supplies, making the curriculum, developing it, getting it ready for students, and then just seeing the students when they actually came in. And it was over COVID, so you know, I only got to see students part-time, but it was definitely a great experience. One thing that I'll probably never forget.
Well, it's nice you built that foundation, and then you could pass the baton to someone who can just continue to take it and run with it. So that's what you should be doing. That's what you should be doing in leadership. You moved on, but you created a great foundation, and then it just keeps building. So, well, thank you both for your work, and thanks for coming on today. I know it's been a busy week, and I just wanted to say, everybody, happy holidays if we don't see each other, or if I don't see anyone before that. So enjoy the time off. Enjoy your time with Flint.
Thank you.
And have a great holiday break.
You too.
Happy holidays.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you will get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!